This recording, Brazil 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in 1994 in Curitiba, Brazil. I've been studying English since 2005, but I think that my speaking abilities really got better well after 2012, because before that I had never met anybody who spoke English, I mean, even a Brazilian, so I just knew some grammar stuff, some words, of course, but I really couldn't speak English. 2012 was when I started college. I studied a course called Letras, which literally means letters in English, but I think that in the English-speaking world there is not a direct equivalent to that, but it's basically a course that aims to form teachers. So, for example, I study Letras Portuguese English, so that means that when I graduate I will be able to give classes in English, and to give English classes or Portuguese classes in the public high schools or private institutions. And this course is really, I really like this course because you have a bunch of different subjects. For example, we have to study literature, we have to study phonetics, we have to study linguistics, and also methodologies. So it has a bunch of things, and not everybody has to work with teaching. For example, even though I will be able to be a teacher of Portuguese or English, I probably won't work as a teacher, because I would prefer to work as a translator.